Coach James Lee has been directing the distance runners and cross-country programs at the University of Arizona since 2002.
Coach Lee really emphasizes, you know, more quality miles over quantity of miles, so we do faster miles rather than more miles.
He showed me how to do it right, how to do the training and make my body be able to handle it. And I changed from 20 seconds off my mile and over 2 minutes on my 5K.
These trophies are some of the highlights from Lee's long career, in which his runners have won 2 Olympic medals, 50 All-American honors, 30 conference championships, and 9 national championships.
55-3.
Aaron Rodericks is one of Lee's assistant coaches.
He listens to the athlete. He's not a coach that necessarily sets out, you know, and says this is the plan for the year. He's constantly changing up things to, you know, benefit what's going to work best for the athlete.
Among the athletes Lee coaches is the reigning world champion in the 1500 meter and 5000 meter events, Bernard Lagat. Lagat, a native of Kenya who became a U.S. citizen in 2004, has been training with Lee for more than 12 years.
We are friends, athlete and a coach, and you know what, he's always the man that I respect, and he respects me, and I think our relationship is very strong. We train hard, and I think Coach Lee is the man who knows what he does.
Lee believes it takes more than talent to develop a winning approach to training.
We have a good foundation of faith and confidence in each other. Then comes communication, very good communication.
45-2, that's perfect.
Lee says strategy and hard training are just as important.
We have figured out the best way to train Lagat, from the training method to the entire training system, all catered toward him perfectly.
So, you know, I mean, it is faster. It's 44-6 on this one. All right? Try to slow it down a little bit.
Under Lee's coaching, Lagat rose from a college national champion to an Olympic medalist in the last 2 Summer Olympic Games. After winning his events at the World Championship in Japan, Lagat credited Lee for his performance.
I was feeling like, you know, in control because my coach told me not to burn my kick. Because my coach told me to go gradually, and feeling relaxed. That was the most important message he gave me today. And I was feeling relaxed coming into the 100 meters, coming into the 50 meters, and I just wanted to just win. And, you know, I wanted to win so bad. Like everybody else wanted to win so bad, and I got it today. So I was really pleased with my run.
Nice and relaxed. 3 more.
Now Lagat is setting his sights on the Beijing Olympics, where he hopes to represent the U.S. in his signature event.
The focus right now is on one event. That's the 1500. I have the silver and I have the bronze, so I need to get the best one in Beijing. So looking forward to the big challenge in Beijing.
For producer Isu Lee, Elaine Lu, VOA News.